things can be true at the same time. Yes, I am grieving.
So Charlie Kirk was assassinated September 10th of 2025. Here you'll see this order under Erica Francfay, September 11th, 2025 at 11:10 a.m., $1,043.
We are so blessed to have more work than we even could ever dream of. I mean, it's beautiful. I was there from the beginning of all of it.
Erica Kirk was so devastated by her husband's assassination that she went shopping for gym clothes just hours later. Not even a full day after the father of her children was publicly executed, Erica went on a shopping spree. And now an employee has leaked receipts to prove it. TikTok creator Be Better Company received an email from this employee showing that Erica made a $1,043 purchase at 11:10 a.m. on September 11th, less than 24 hours after Charlie was assassinated.
They looked up Erica's account, and it appeared that she had spent over $1,000 buying aloe clothing the day after Charlie was. You can see it clear as day on the receipt, which I will show you guys for transparency, that Erica Francfay, her maiden name, purchased $1,043.30 worth of clothing on September 11th, 2025 at 11:10 a.m.
So ask yourself, if the person you claim to love, the man you built an entire legacy with, the father of your children, is gunned down in broad daylight, do you really run to the internet to shop for yoga pants hours later? That's not grief or shock. That is a person who checked out of that marriage long before the world found out. Or maybe the whole marriage was a sham from the start. Because the more we learn about Erica and her past, the more it seems that she just didn't fall in love with Charlie. She was placed in his life for a specific purpose.
Charlie and I have always been very clear on our stance, Israel and Jewish people.
So, with everything we learned about Erica in the past few months, many people are now convinced that Erica married Charlie to control him on behalf of Turning Point donors. And once it was determined that Charlie was so far off the reservation and could not be brought back in, she may have colluded with her masters to get rid of him.
And Jewish donors, they have a lot of explaining to do, a lot of decoupling to do. And it's not just the colleges, it's the nonprofits, it's the movies, it's Hollywood, it's all of it. It's like, time for you guys to wake up and say no more, draw a line in the sand. I don't care if you hate me.
So, in case you missed it, last week on the Bride of Charlie series, Candace Owens took a deep dive into Erica's family tree and her romantic history. And she played this clip of comedian Tim Dillon saying that Erica was Charlie's handler and that she knew about the assassination plot from the very beginning.
You know, 3 weeks after the guy's dead, she's out there with sparklers, you know, they're doing Cirque du Soleil. Something's off, and there's a very good chance that this woman was his handler. How do you direct a guy like that, who's incredibly important? He's running the largest young voter, you know, registration organization. He's handling large sums of money. So you have a handler. Because even though she was his Mossad handler and probably had him killed, no marriage is perfect. None. Not one no marriage is perfect, truly.
Now, where did this theory about Erica being a handler even come from? Well, let's talk about the things she's hiding from the public. From the very beginning, Erica's past doesn't add up. It's as if her life was crafted in a lab to be the perfect conservative wife. But when you look at the actual receipts, it's very easy to prove her public persona was manufactured.
I never dated here because I saw vicariously through my roommate how terrible it was.
I'm really attracted to it. Can I get your number?
Yeah.
How do you tattoo those nails that long too?
They're real.
Then you give like a mean back scratch.
I don't drink. I find it unproductive. Not.
Either I'm with you or against you. Format bent you. Back through that maze I sent you.
The maze is a date.
I always thought it was very strange how she would go to drinks with one guy and then go to dinner with another. So.
Shortly after Charlie was assassinated last September, Erica appeared on the scene and hasn't left the spotlight since. Before September 10th, nobody talked about Erica because she was still playing the role of Charlie's trad wife, staying home with the kids and quietly supporting her husband. But the moment Charlie was gone, Erica was named the new CEO of Turning Point, ditched the trad wife persona, put on some leather pants, and now she's everywhere. And the scariest part is that it's obvious Erica's handlers are pushing her into roles where she can be used to influence policy. Because how else do you explain she was just appointed to the U.S. Air Force leadership and will help advise the Air Force on issues affecting the Academy? A woman with zero experience, no military background, a questionable education, a track record of lying, and terrible public speaking skills. And they pick her to advise the Air Force? Erica will sit on the panel of the Academy's Board of Visitors, which, according to their website, inquires into the morale, discipline, curriculum, instruction, physical equipment, fiscal affairs, academic methods, and other matters of the Colorado Springs Military Training Facility. And that alone should tell you that Erica is on a mission and being propped up by some powerful forces. As Candace pointed out, it's obvious now they've been setting Erica up for a bigger role for ages. Charlie went rogue and turned on his donors, but Erica won't, because she's one of them.
Erica Kirk has been appointed to the Air Force Academy Board. Yeah. Yeah. I'm here for it. I love it. That's what you need to know on this Tuesday morning. So you get back to work, Goyam. You'll be lucky if you ever pay off those student loans, pay down that mortgage. Erica Kirk, on the other hand, well, she's just being handed promotions.
But then Candace went even further. In her series, Bride of Charlie, Candace dug deep, not only into Erica's background, but also her family's. So one of Erica's favorite stories is that she was raised by a single mother, Lori Fransvay. Except there's video of her telling Charlie that her dad was a stay-at-home dad when she was growing up.
Erica's father, Kent Fransvay, by the way, he's Kenneth Fransvay, but he goes by Kent, was always in her life. So much so that for entire years of her childhood, Kent was actually a stay-at-home dad.
My dad was a stay-at-home dad for a few years, and I gotta say, it was really sweet and really special.
And look, on the surface, this might seem like a small thing, but it actually tells you a lot about Erica's character. Also, let's not forget that Erica's mom, Lori, has business ties to the Department of Defense and Department of Homeland Security. And now Lori is on the board of a tech company called Superfeed Technologies that's tracking people's phone data in churches. One user on X wrote, "My church is one of the churches being geofenced by Lori Fransvay's Superfeed Tech geofencing company. I am relentlessly sent pro-Israel and pro-TUSA solicitations. There is no opting out. I've tried that." And then it gets even weirder when you realize Lori Fransvay has used at least 7 different aliases over the years. Now think what kind of person has multiple identities and uses different names and birth dates. Could it be that being an intel agent is a family business for the Fransvays? And speaking of family, it's interesting that Erica no longer talks about the other side of her family, the Rothsteins and the Solomons.
Her cousin, this Nicole Rothstein, who defends her in the comments currently, by the way, and says, you know, Erica, people were asking why it seems like now there's this bend towards Israel. And Nicole Rothstein was like, "I'm her cousin. She's half Jewish."
Well, I found out that Jack Solomon is a major donor, and he also serves as a trustee for Hebrew University. If you trace back through her family tree, on one side you have the Rothsteins, and the other you have the Solomons.
And then there was that whole narrative about the supposed threat of EMP attacks on the U.S. power grids. There are multiple videos out there of Erica interviewing some sketchy so-called experts, warning about the same war they've been pushing for decades.
And I'm here today with the incredible Dr. Peter Pry. He is the executive director of the Task Force on National and Homeland Security. He has served on the Congressional EMP Commission, the Congressional Strategic Posture Commission, the House Armed Services Committee, and the CIA. What our major security issue here in America is right now.
And you could do this with a single nuclear weapon, just one nuclear weapon.
Wow.
And we have seen Iran. And we have seen Iran write in its military doctrine. This is basically why they want the bomb. We've also seen them practice.
Now, why would a beauty pageant contestant and aspiring reality show star interview CIA-linked people on these topics? She didn't have any real qualifications for it, and yet she conducted dozens of similar interviews.
I think that we view an EMP attack as something that's really might not happen, but at the same time, it will affect everybody.
So just who is Erica Kirk? Was she a honeypot? Were all those jobs, from beauty queen to reality star and casting director to real estate agent, just a cover for Erica's real assignment? Why are there so many unanswered questions about her family history? And then what about those kids? For someone who used to constantly speak about the importance of being at home and present as a mother, Erica is now in full boss babe mode, always traveling, doing interviews, giving speeches, so you really can't blame people for questioning if those kids are even hers. And when you're being lied to again and again, people are going to start connecting dots. So if the whole handler theory is true, then Erica's marriage to Charlie starts to look less like romance and more like the final stage of Erica's assignment. Get close to the target, earn his trust, and eventually step in and take over everything he built.